The Deporah's Pages Homilies. These homilies are a production of the Deporah's Pages. You can find all our podcasts at thefriar.org. The Friar, FRIAR.org. You can go to our website, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
When I was in the seminary, you could walk down the halls of the school, the university, where the classes were held, and every so often you'd see notices about dissertation defenses and the topics. I have to confess that many of the times, I didn't understand the topic of the defense, let alone the defense itself. They were very, very obscure theological points. Dissertation writing is not really a way of writing that is used in any other context. And the people who complete them, many of you who have, know that you become an expert on a very minute point of theological importance. And that's not just true in theology, it's true in any academic discipline. So with that being said, I'm surprised at those times when I receive a report from Loyola about the number of people who have downloaded my dissertation. Quite frankly, I don't think it was all that remarkable. It is a little bit different in that in education, when you write a dissertation, you're writing really about experience. And so you really are working with people and their practical lives and so forth, even if what you're looking at is a minute point. But there's a danger with that kind of writing. There's a danger for the church in that kind of writing, in that sometimes we become so focused on a particular theological point that we lose the people to whom we are called to preach. We can belittle them sometimes or say, how could they be so stupid, like St. Paul does with the Galatians? Even if we don't say that to them, we sometimes can project it by the way in which we preach. In many instances, I think that's what the Sadducees are up to in today's gospel. They pick a ridiculous example, albeit possible, but highly unlikely, to make a ridicule of the position of Jesus. Their point is not seeking the truth. Their point is to make fun of something with which they don't agree. That's kind of what we do in this present age. When we disagree with someone, we take a position and we push it to its extreme to make fun of it, to mock it, to insult it. Time and again, we aren't interested in coming to the truth. We're interested in winning the argument. That's what I think St. Paul is encouraging Timothy about. St. Paul had to shift his views on life constantly from being a diehard Pharisee, participating in the martyrdom of Stephen, and coming to recognize that the law, the Torah, upon which he had based his life, was not as important as the Christ in whom he had come to believe. It's said that Timothy was kind of a timid individual, worried a lot, filled with anxiety. It's for that reason that some suggest that he was encouraged to take a little wine for his stomach to kind of help him to calm down sometimes. But he's known in his community. His grandmother and his mother are mentioned in this reading. And he's told to have courage. I think today, if there is an area where we need courage, it is that we need to go out and listen more to people who do not share our view of the world. To people who, in fact, do not believe in the church, may even think that it is irrelevant. I think Pope Francis recognized this when He warned of the danger of the church becoming a relic or a museum, something that people would be curious to visit, but not something that would encourage them to follow Jesus completely in their lives. We know it takes courage to follow Jesus. We knew it took courage for Charles Lwanga and the other Ugandan martyrs to follow Jesus, to stand up for what was right in the face of military and political power. Let us ask God today to give us the grace that we might be courageous in proclaiming the gospel, especially the power of a relationship with Jesus.